John the Apostle says, love not this world, nor the things that are in this world. Love not this world, nor the things that are in this world. If any man loves this world, the love of the Father is not in him. If any man loves this world, the love of the Father is not in him. See that all that is in this world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And all these things are not of the Father. I just read 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. The Apostle John, even though his letters seem simple and quite plain, I believe this is a disciple who really had a deeper revelation of Christ. He says, love not this world and the things that are in this world. If any man loves this world, the love of the Father is not in him. What is he saying here? Is this world that we see physically bad? Is it evil? He doesn't mean it in this sense, actually. What he means to say is, don't be carnally minded. Don't be carnally minded, because when a man becomes carnally minded, he loses view of God. You see, when you have a mirror and a person, and when you see the image of the person in the mirror, who will you go to love? For instance, if you see your wife in a mirror or your husband in a mirror, are you going to go to the mirror and hug the mirror and say that is your wife or your husband? Will you do that? No. Because the mirror is not your wife, nor is your husband. The mirror is just a dead object, isn't it? The mirror was only reflecting your wife or your husband. But it's not the real thing. That's how it is to be carnally minded. When a man is carnally minded, he loses trace of the real thing, which is God. Everything we see in this world, everything, both physical, both invisible, both concepts, everything is simply a reflection of God's glory. Everything. So when a man becomes carnally minded, see, it's when he begins to be governed by the natural senses, there you have the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And you lose trace of the loving Father, a Father of love, who is above all, through all, and in us all. We lose trace of this when we become carnally minded. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. It's all speaking about carnality. It's the serpent mind. It's the serpent mind that this world inherits. Every man is introduced to this world, he puts on the serpent mind. And when you have the serpent mind, you cannot discern the Lord's body. So you are blinded from the realm of God. God did not live anywhere. God simply is and is everywhere. But how, why is it that people can't see this? Why is it that men can't discern it? It's because they are carnally minded. See, the world represents carnality. See, the world represents carnality, and as long as a man walks in this dimension, he's absent from all reality, absent from all the realms of God. Now that is why we have conflict of interest, warrings among men, among brethren, you know, desire for vainglory, murders, and many things we see today, except because men started to be governed by the carnal mind. See, Paul says to be carnally minded is death. To be carnally minded is death. To walk carnally is to be cursed. Because when you walk carnally, you cannot discern the Lord's body. See, he said it clearly. Some people are sick, some people are dead, some people are weak. We've had problems in life today simply because in the carnality of this world that we walked in, we are not able to discern the glorious body of the Lord, in which is the fullness of God's glory. The fullness of God dwells in that body. But we've had problems because we have not been able to discern the Lord's body. Pain, sorrow, weeping, gnashing of teeth, things that we see in this world today is because men are cut off from that realm of God. They've lost knowledge of the Father who is above all, through all, and in us all. Praise God. Jesus Christ made a statement. He says, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. Isn't that what he said? Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. Praise God. Now Jesus Christ is speaking here again in a language that is only for those who have ears to hear. Now he's speaking of the Father, and we say that the Father is not of this world. Love not this world. Anyone who loves this world, anybody who is attached to this world, anybody who is married to this world of appearances, the love of God is not in him. You can't have two masters. You can't be affected and, you know, how do I put it, married to the beggarly elements of this world and at the same time married to God. That is why we must leave all, those that have left all, for my name's sake, for I, the Christ, those that have left all will inherit a hundredfold in the worlds to come. Now the worlds to come is the worlds in God. And that is the real world. Everything you are doing here right now as a man in this natural dimension is coming to what? To naught. Go out there and trade and achieve whatever you want. It's coming to what? To naught. That which we stand is that which you can do in God. Praise God. So he says, I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house, there are what? Many mansions. And he has come to gather us. Now people think that Jesus Christ is coming someday to come and gather you, to take you somewhere in the sky. But these are wrong concepts. These are concepts that emanate from the carnal mind, from the religious mind, from that corrupted mind that is carnal, always looking out for signs. You always want to see some physical evidence in this physical natural world. But I tell you, you don't have to see any sign, because God is. God is present. He always will be present. The only thing you need to do is to shake off that carnal mind and put on that spiritual mind and walk in relation to that invisible presence, and you will know that God is everywhere. The Father is everywhere. Hallelujah. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. And what is the Father's house? Do you know the body of Christ is the Father's house? Oh, hallelujah. The body of Christ is what? Is the Father's house. Jesus Christ says, the Father in me is the one that does the works. This is the Father's house. This is the house not made with wood, with corruptible things, but we're talking of an eternal house in the heavens. An eternal house in the heavens that can never pass away. In my Father's house, there are many mansions, and I've come to gather into it. Now, He's gathering us back into this place where He is, which is a dimension, a realm of the Father's house. He's guiding us back into this place by revelation, by, you know, bringing a conscious awareness of the realm of the Father. He's saying, come up hither, come higher. He's guiding us by the Spirit. As we hear these things, we are awakening in consciousness. We are awakening from the dead realm. The dead realm where people live in relation to a dead material world, physical world, natural world. The Father's house is Christ. It's a body of Christ. It's a body not made with hands. And do you know that we are all that, the blocks that make up that house? See it? We are all lively stones that make up that house of the Lord. It has always been so, and will always be so. But people go through many problems that they go through simply because they have not been able to discern the Lord's body. They have not been able to understand the mystery of the Lord's body. That's why we go through a lot of pain that we go through. We suffer, we go through, you know, sense of lack, you know, sickness, disease, and many things we go through as men in this world is because we have not been able to truly understand the mystery of the Lord's body. But these things are not as hard as they think, as they look. It's just that we men, we want big signs. We always look out for big signs. Something to happen, not realizing that that realm is already present. God is already present. So the Spirit is gathering us here today. Amen. The Holy Ghost is gathering us by awakening us consciously to the realm of the Father. Love not this world, not the things that are in this world. So all that is in this world is lusts. But He has given us the power to break away from that power of lust. Of course, you know, where there is lust, there is sin. And when there is sin, there is what? There is death. See, but He has given us the power to break away from the power of lust through the revelation, or through the understanding that is being imparted in us this hour by the Spirit of God. Praise God. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. In my Father's realm. And my Father's realm is not of this world. This world is dead. It has no... Everything is coming to naught in this world. Hallelujah. So we must let go. Let go and awake back into God. See it. Let go. And how do you let go? By letting go of your carnal idea of what life is and holding on to the spiritual. Praise God. Very, very important. You see, moments before Jesus Christ went, see, if you study the message, the words of Jesus in the book of John, chapter 14, 15, 16, 17, he's talking always about the realm. See, this is eternal life. See, thou hast given He says the Father has given him power to give eternal life as to many he has appointed unto him. He came down in the midst of the earth to give eternal life unto the men of this age. To give what? Eternal life unto the men of this age. And how does he give you eternal life? He says, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. So it's all about knowing the truth about the Father and the Son. And the Father has made this, the Son makes it clear that I am not of this world. The moment we realize that we are not of this dimension, see, that can be perceived with the carnal senses, that we are of a higher dimension, which is the dimension of the Son, then we will discover the Father. Praise God. You know, if you just are in a meditative mood, and you can just be silent for a moment, and just enter into true meditation and prayer. Do you know that when you look around, there's only God? There's no such thing as children, father, mother, all these things. These are things, you know, brothers, sisters after the flesh, children, papa, mama, all this is after the flesh, friends, your things that you gather unto you. All these things don't exist. All that there is the Father. See, the earth is full of his glory. Amen. The earth is full of his glory. Everything praises God. Everything shows his glory. Hallelujah. You can, you know, ascend into that dimension of the Son of God. Praise God. Do you know that you are the Son of God? Do you know that you are the Son of God? You cannot know this as long as you are sleeping in the dust. So walking according to the course of this age, you cannot recognize this great mystery. This hence we hear what they call the resurrection from the dead, to awake. Awake from the dead, and you will discover that you are perfect being, that you are the Son of God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. And being the Son of God, you belong to a body of sons of God. And that body of the sons of God is the Son of God. Multitude, sons of God in one body, which is called the sons of God. The Son of God. Have you watched those cartoons? I was watching a cartoon the other day with my son, and I observed how, you know, a group of people, usually Power Rangers or something, a group of young kids, when they have the enemy coming who is, you know, an enemy that is much stronger than them, a big monster or an enemy coming against them, what they do is to kind of, they combine together to form one big man. One invisible big man, and with that big man, they're able to conquer and win all their battles. And when they've conquered their enemies, they now, you know, come out of that body and you see them again in different bits, different people. That is how it is in the body of Christ. See, it's a many-membered body, a great powerful body, see, that fills all in all. All you need to do is just awake and you will discover that you are part of that body. Hallelujah. Amen. So, we can discover the realm of the Father simply by letting go of the carnal mind. Look at what Jesus Christ says in John chapter 14 verse 31. And that the world may know that I love the Father, and the Father has given me commandment, so I do arise and go hence. Now, he was speaking here, you know, moments before he went to the cross, you know, He was about to lay down his life. Say it. And he was saying here that he had received a commandment from the Father. And that commandment is to do what? To lay down his life. Now, what life was he laying down? He's laying down his life as Jesus, a man born in this world. Laying down his human life. Laying down his physical life that has got to do with this dimension called the world. I lay it down because I love the Father. Let the world that does not know the Father, the world that is absent from everything that is called the Father, that they may know that I love the Father. That they may know I love the Father, I have let go of my life. In other words, to gain the Father, to gain God's realm, to walk in that true eternal life, every man must let go of his life. Exercising ourselves in discerning the Lord's body. Recognizing that our life does not consist of gain of this world, but rather of gain of the Father. I tell you something, Paul says in his letter to the Colossians, you know, Paul also has similar, you know, writings to that of John. He says, if then you have risen with Christ, have you risen in Christ? What does it mean to rise with Christ? He's talking about the resurrection. Resurrection. See, wherever you are now, you begin to do that by faith. You begin to resurrect by faith into that life of Christ. See, the resurrection is not a future event that happens when something happens in Jerusalem, when there is a third world war, or when the graves will open and all that. The resurrection is now. See, the resurrection is what is now, as you hear truth finding its way into your ears right now, wherever you are. Begin to awake as you begin to hear truth. Resurrection is all about awaking from your deep sleep. It's all about waking from the dead, the realm of the dead. See, the dead don't know God. The world is the realm of those who don't know God. It's the realm of those who have forgotten God. These are the nations that have forgotten God. In their carnal mind, in their carnal mentality, they have forgotten everything that is God. Deep asleep. In a realm that does not exist. A vanity. See, but Jesus Christ says the hour comes when those who are in their graves will hear the voice, the message. They will hear the voice of the Spirit. They will hear the voice of the Father. They will hear the evangel from above. Those who are asleep will hear it. And they shall arise unto life. If you have risen in Christ, seek those things that are above, where Christ seated at the right hand of God. If you have arisen, if you have heard this evangel, and you've known the mystery of the Christ, you have understood the mystery of the Christ, then you know that you are not of this life that is earthly. You are not of this world that is below. You are not of the earthy anymore. You are not of this natural dimension that is coming to naught. You are not of the dust realm. He says, seek you the things that are what? Above. Where Christ seated. That is the dimension of the throne of God. That is the dimension of the Son of God. Do you think that you are born to suffer? Do you think you are born to live a life in tribulation and in torment, in suffering, in fear? Do you think God finds it pleasurable to see his son suffer? Let me tell you, God has no such thing. There's no such thing in the heart of God. God's desire is that all men come to the knowledge of the truth and be saved. That is the desire of God for all men. That is the desire of God for Bin Laden, for Gaddafi. See, that is the desire of God for every man. Every single soul upon the earth is that they come to the knowledge of the truth and be saved. Saved from the hell, saved from the tribulation, saved from the pain and the sorrow that this world, you know, is all about. Safety is only rediscovering the mystery of Christ, of the Son of God in you. See the things that are above, where Christ seated at the right hand of God. Of course, when you say the right hand of God, he's not speaking about the physical big chair somewhere. Now, I preach these things at times, and at times I lose some friends who want to believe that there is somewhere in the sky where you have God sitting on a big chair, and Jesus Christ, you know, a man called Jesus has his own chair by his side, sitting on the right hand. See, all these are images that have to be torn down from our minds. See, we've been so oriented to the natural, to the physical, to the material world. We've been so oriented to the lust of the eyes, the lust, you know, and the lust of the flesh, that we even discern God or Jesus to be men, to be flesh beings. We're not able to discern that the dimension of God is invisible and you know, pure spirit. If the Son of God is seated at the right hand of God, he's talking about an exalted dimension. The right hand talks of power, the place of power, of all authority. See, it talks about the place of blessings, of pleasures. It talks about the place of the paradise of God, the place of God's favor. He has been lifted up above all principalities and power. And the rulers of this age have been lifted far above everything that has got to do with this age. And is seated. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Everyone must submit to the name of Christ. Every man must submit to the man who lives forever. Every man must submit to the Son of God who is from eternity. So let your treasures be up there. Let your heart be up there in that dimension, in God's realm, in God. Not below. Below talks of the dust realm. It talks of this world where you know, the way there is the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh. It's not God's realm. The world is not bad itself. What is bad and what has to be changed is the mind. See it? The mindset. That carnal mind. And when that mind is changed, putting on the mind of Christ, which is a spiritual mind that sees and is able to discern the Lord's body, is able to discern the things of the Spirit, then, you know, you begin to reign in life once more. Praise God. It's very important we understand that the problem is the orientation in the mind. We have not been able to break forth into that realm of life because of the carnal mind. So, but if the Son of God sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Think of free from the elements of this world. And when you are free from the elements of the world, you are free from lust, you are free from sin, and there's nothing like that. He that sins is a slave to sin. See, but God can actually raise you up consciously. Praise God. See, to raise you from that dust frame by the revelation of Christ. See, this is the power of the resurrection working in us right now as we are hearing this message. There is a lifting up. See, there is a raising up of the Son of God so that he can realize his place at the right hand of God. Isn't it written that at the end of the age, Christ will come to separate the goats from the sheep? See, and he shall put the sheep at the right hand of God. See, it says blessed, you know, it says you blessed of the Lord, come to my right hand. I was hungry and you fed me. I was naked, you covered me. I was thirsty, you know. And you know, people will ask, but how did they do this to you? How did they minister to you, Lord? How did they minister to you, God? How did they minister to you, Father? Because it says, the Father says, I was hungry, I was naked, I was in prison, but you ignored me. You turned your backs on me. That is talking of the goats. The goats are the, you know, it talks of those who are carnally minded. Because in the first place, the carnal mind cannot in the first place discern the Father. It can't discern God. So how can you minister to God when you can't see him in the first place? That's the goats. But it is the natural carnal mind, the fleshy mind that is not able to exercise himself to see the Father above all, through all, and in us all. Amen? Hallelujah. Those are the goats, the left side. And I tell you, God doesn't need to come now physically to separate anybody to you go to hell, you go to heaven. See, those who walk in the carnal mind are already in hell. Those who forget the realm of God, which is the world, are already in what? In hell. Where there is fear, anxiety, torments, pain, sorrow, that is hell. You are already there. The horrors you face as a man, you already were in hell. Praise God. You don't need to go to the hole somewhere, you know, after you die and all that kind of stuff. There's already, the men of this age are already in hell. See, but he has come down to raise us up out of that dimension. Praise God. To take us back. See, but the sheep in this parable of Jesus are those who are able to discern the Father. Praise God. My sheep hear my voice and they know me. They are able to discern the voice of truth. And the sheep cannot exercise their minds to know the realm of what? Of the Father. They can exercise their minds to see the Father above all, through all, and in what? In us all. Because the Father is all that there exists. All that there is God the Father. There's nothing else that exists in this world. Nothing. You don't have a flesh body. You are not born. There's no such thing as a house there or this or that. All these things are momentarily present just to reflect the glory of God. He fills all in all. Hallelujah. And when you ascend into that realm, it's beautiful, brethren. Initially, it might look a bit scary. You know, some of these things that you are preaching, we're hearing today, someday it becomes very real to you. See, after you have waited on the Lord, there's a moment where you begin to truly experience these things that you are hearing today. And at times, the first reaction is that it can be at times very, very too real and so scary. Hallelujah. When you behold the majesty and the beauty of God in the creation, He fills all in all. Hallelujah. But men are dead. That's why they can't see Him. Praise God. So the sheep are those who can discern the Father. See, those are the ones that ascend to the right hand. Go to my right hand, O ye faithful ones, beloved of the Father. A kingdom has been prepared for you. A kingdom of joy, of bliss, enjoyment in God, fellowship in God, where you are free from fear, disease, free from the torments, fear of tomorrow, fear of death, anxieties, where you can shout and holler in the name of the Lord and praise God, have your being in God, unhindered, free, not struggling to please God, but pleasing Him and knowing that you are in Him. Hope, hallelujah. Praise God. You can experience it, it is real. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God for this wonderful word. So you can see the Father's realm is not this world. Forget it, God is not in this realm. He's not in the activities of men. This realm is dead, is absent from everything that is God's. Hallelujah. And those of us who can discern the voice of the Father knows that the Father wants us to let go of all to partake of that life that is in the Spirit. Amen. That life that's in the Spirit. Now, I'm still carrying on in Colossians chapter 3. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid in Christ in God. See, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you appear with Him in glory. In the glory of the Father. In the glory of God. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Isn't that what the Bible says? We fell short of the glory of God when we descended into the dust realm. God's glory is not dust, eh? Let me just tell you. God's glory is immortal light, life, spirit, and it is there for eternity. Anything that is perishable, changeable, goes, wax old, all is not of, is not, does not have anything to do with what, to, with God's glory. God's glory is incorruptible, immortal. See, we descended from that glory of the Father. We descended from that realm in God. Praise God. But thank God for the gospel. The people are awakening today as they hear the voice of truth. Christ is appearing. You know when you are awakening, Christ is appearing? As you are awakening, Christ is appearing. When Christ appears, you shall appear with Him because you are Christ. So put to death the carnal mind. Put to death what you think is your life in this world. Let go of that thing. It has got no eternal value. It comes from nothingness and goes what? Back into nothingness. Let go. Let go. Praise God. And lay a hold on that true eternal life. When Christ appears, we appear with Him. Our life is hid in Christ in God. Are you listening? Our life is hid in Christ in God. We came out of God. We are the ones in the bosom of the Father. We are the ones in the bosom of God the Father. We are one with God's Spirit. We are one with God. We don't exist independent of God. If we are in God, that means when God appears, we are the ones appearing in God. It's not Trevor appearing with God, because Trevor does not exist in the first place. The The problem out there does not exist in the flesh. This is just for a moment that we can appear as this. But that's not who we are. Praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. When Christ will appear is our life, we appear with him. Because we are Christ. See? And as Christ appears, is God appearing. Because Christ reveals, is the one that reveals God to the world. This is the mystery of godliness that we are called to partake of. See, Christ, God manifests in the flesh, seen by men and angels, and you know, preach in the world and received up into glory. Wherever you are right now, awaken from the dead, awaken from the illusion of being a terrestrial creature, let go of the carnal mind. Praise God. Let there be a renewing in your mind. Be not conformed to this world, this dimension where there is no knowledge of God, but be conformed rather to the dimension that is of God, that eternal realm, the invisible realm. See it. Learn to begin to live in relation to God once more. Learn to begin to walk in relation to God once more. Learn to begin to see God once more in the creation. So purify yourself from the lust of this age, because it's not the love of God. See it. But abstain from this world and keep ourselves in the love of God day and night, praying and watching. See it. Being watchful is a term used to exercise yourself in the things of the spirit. You know, the watchman watches when everybody is sleeping, isn't it? Do you know that the world today is asleep? See, but when you begin to, you know, hear the voice of this of truth, you begin to awaken your senses and become a watchman. Jesus Christ says, watch and pray. It means begin to be discerning. Put on the mind of Christ. Begin to be discerning. Begin to once more recognize the glorious presence of God in all. Exercise yourselves in this thing day and night. Day and night. See it. While people are going about, you know, trying to manipulate and gather and do this, let your mind be focused on the one, the presence that is there forever. Hallelujah. Praise God. Be watchful. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. You know, something happened when Abraham met the three angels. I'm just showing you these things to demonstrate the usefulness of watchfulness. Abraham on the plains of Mamre, you see this in Genesis chapter 18, from verse 1, the Lord appeared to Abraham at the sacred, I'm reading the Good News Bible, let me turn it to King James, so that, and the Lord appeared to Abraham in the plains of Mamre, you know, and he sat in the tent of the door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself towards the ground. And said, my Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let's stop there. So you see, Abraham was able to discern the Lord's body. Now, listen very carefully. These are very important things I'm telling you. See, these are messages that, this is a revelation that blessed me. And I tell you, it will bless you if you can really understand what the Lord is saying here. Abraham saw three men. Now, he was in a position, in a meditative position. You know when you sit down in your tent, the Arabs, you know how they do it. They sit down at the tent in that kind of way, at the tent house. He was just sitting down there. He was in a meditative mood. And in that meditative mood, he looked up. And when he looked up, he saw the Lord appearing as three men. And he was able to discern the Lord's body. The next thing he did was to bowed down to them. He bowed down to them. And you see Abraham very zealous to serve and to worship. See, very zealous in serving and in worshiping God. Amen. Very zealous in serving and in worshiping God. As he saw him, he bowed down. Now Abraham was someone who had become big, a rich man. But see, Abraham personally went around running about to gather things together to get the best cow he could get, you know, in his flock, the best young cow, you know, he could get in the flock. You know, he had thousands of flock, but he went to select the best one he could get, a fattened calf, and they quickly prepared it. He ran in his old age. Now, we're talking about somebody here who was about almost 90. He said he ran. And you know, he told them to prepare it. He gathered everything together, and you know, he served these people with all his heart and with all his soul, with all his strength. You know, he was washing the feet of the Lord. In fact, he washed the feet of the Lord, and he served the Lord. Now that thing is an example for you. Those things are not in the Bible for us. Now, if you have ears here, you see the zealousness with which he served the Lord. Great zeal. It's great zeal. But to see the Lord, he had to what? To look up. If you look down, you can't see the Lord. If you're carnally minded, you can't see the Lord. If you're carnally minded, you'll be there fighting and getting jealous and getting angry and bitterness and all that. You know that? You'll be there in battles, you know, manipulating and being manipulated. All those kind of things that men do down there. Simply because they are not discerning the Lord's body. They are not seeing him that is above all, through all, and in what? In us all. They are not seeing him. Because the world can't see him. The world does not know him. Praise God. If you want to see him, then look up. Lift up your eyes. And you will see him. The majesty of him that lives forever. And when you see him, you will bow before him. And you will worship him. And you will serve him. Praise God. That is how, you know, Abraham got the child. You know that? When the Lord had eaten, the Lord now asked, by the way, where is your wife? I shall visit you next year and you shall be with a child. Something that looked impossible. Something that looked, you know, unfathomable. Something that like a woman giving a child, birth to a child at that age. A woman who was well past her menopause. Giving birth to a child at that age. See, do you look at your state as a man and you think that the Lord cannot convert you into realizing this thing that you are hearing today? I receive email from brethren. Some people feel like it's impossible. It's hopeless. They've tried. Let it go. It is not hopeless. See, the Lord is able to turn around the deadness of your humanity into the life of the Son of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You are going to birth the Christ, the Son of the living God. The one who is in the bosom of the Father. The one who is in the bosom of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't look at your condition. Let your eyes be focused on him who lives forever. Who is above all, through us all, and as us all. Let your eyes be where? On him. And serve him day and night. Hallelujah. And you will see things begin to change in your life. Hallelujah. You see yourself begin to lift out of the mire clay. Oh, hallelujah. When Jesus Christ washed the feet of his disciples, Peter tried to resist. Lord, you are too big for me. Don't do that. Jesus Christ says, you don't understand now. Later you will understand. See, and he says, blessed is the one who does this thing, this same thing that I'm doing. Blessed is the one who will wash the feet of the saints the way I'm washing the feet of the saints. Why? Because Jesus was seeing the Father who is above all, through us, and in us all. He was seeing the Father as he washed the feet of the disciples. He was seeing God. The same way Abraham was seeing God as he washed the feet of those three servants. Hallelujah. He was seeing the one that lives forever. Hallelujah. In the book of Revelation chapter 22, it is written that the servants of God serve the Lord day and night. They serve him continuously, and they see his face continuously. And the name of God is written upon their forehead. And this one, there is no curse upon them. Hallelujah. No curse finds its way into that dimension. It's the dimension of Eden, the dimension of life, where people live in relation to God the Father. They have their being in him. They walk in him. They speak in him. They serve him only. Hallelujah. That is where we are called to in these last days. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is where we are called to where in these last days. Let us be discerning. Let us lead the cares of this life as we hear the voice of our Master and stand awake from the dead. Come up, up, up. Begin to see the Lord. Exercise yourself in the Lord. Yes, there are hurts, there are pains. See, bitterness, there are things that have happened in the past. People have hurt us, isn't it? Family members have betrayed us. Husband and wives have betrayed us. Children have betrayed us. All those things, you know. But let go. Let go and begin to serve the one that lives forever. See, enter into the realm of the Father. See, enter back into the Father's kingdom, into God's world. See, this is the call in this hour. God bless you. Amen. Father, we exalt your name. We just heard your words this hour. Hallelujah. Let these words be life. Hallelujah. Let your people lay hold on this world and let them enter into life. Hallelujah. Let them enter into life through these words. Oh, hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the yokes be broken. See it. Everything that stands as an obstacle between your people and them, let it be removed. Hallelujah. Thank you for these words. Because that thing which you have heard today will germinate and will bring life in all those who hear this message today. Blessed be your name, O Father. Amen. Amen.
You have a word for the body of Christ?
Praise the Lord.
Okay.
As we were praying after the word, the Lord showed me two giant sandals. So as well, he showed me again a little sandals for the children also. That was what the Lord has revealed to me. Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. She saw sandals, big sandals and small sandals for the children. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Isaiah 52 verse 7, how beautiful upon the mountains at the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Hallelujah. That thy God reigneth. That is the gospel of peace. Paul says that, you know, that our feet should be shod, you know, with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You see this in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15. Praise God. So, we put on those sandals, you know, for the preparation of the gospel, to preach the gospel. See it? With those beautiful sandals, declaring the peace and the love of God, the salvation upon God, we stand upon Mount Zion. And people see those big sandals. Hallelujah. With those sandals, we also walk upon, you know, principalities and powers. Hallelujah. It's the sandals that we're putting on now as we prepare ourselves for the gospel of peace. Praise God. God bless you. Amen.
Shall be changed, yeah, no more.